You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
It's curtains up on another episode of West of Broadway. I'm radio host and theater enthusiast Lara Scott, along with celebrity publicist and theater veteran Will Armstrong.
Hey, Lara, how are you?
Yay.
Everything good?
Yeah, well, it's been a crazy week.
Well.
And it's only Tuesday. I'm recording this. Other than that, it's fantastic, and I'm so happy to be here with you.
And I'm so happy to tell you that our guest for this episode is none other than star of Broadway's Be More Chill, George Salazar, who's coming to Pasadena Playhouse to kick off their season with the production of Little Shop of Horrors.
Little shop, yeah. Little shop of horrors, little shop, little shop of I feel like that was one of the first plays that I saw. I saw the movie when I was a kid. My mom took me to that.
Oh, my gosh.
And I was already scared of dentists, and Steve Martin just put me over the edge with that.
Oh, mama.
But yeah, I'm going to edit all that out.
No, I love this show, yeah. And I can't wait to talk to George because they are doing some unconventional things with this production, and I don't know what he can tell us, but I'm going to try and squeeze out as much information as possible so that you all listening know what we are signing up for when we get our tickets.
Well, we love unconventional, Will.
All right.
We kind of like don't like to know what's happening and just go in and be really surprised and shocked sometimes, but usually we love it.
But, I mean, I've heard a couple things. I don't know what I can say, but I want to hear what George is allowed to
talk. I want to know all the things.
Yeah,
yeah, we'll see what
really
he can tell
good.
Us without ruining it. All right, well, let's welcome him to West of Broadway, George Salazar.
Yay! George, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us. I know that you're very busy. Are you currently in rehearsals for Little Shop right now?
I am, yeah. Today is our last day in the rehearsal space.
Amazing.
And tomorrow we begin tech in the theater.
That's so exciting.
Yeah, tech is my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, I always, a couple days before tech starts is when I start to feel like the rehearsal space it's not cutting it anymore.
Sure.
And that we need to just get our asses in the theater and start working with lights and costumes and all that stuff to kind of fill in the rest of the blanks. But it's going so well, and I'm really so excited to get people in this theater and to do the show for our audience.
Of course. I was checking out your Instagram this morning, and you posted a very interesting picture with you, and behind you were several, I want to say, puppeteers. Is that something,
yes.
Is that something you can talk about?
Yeah.
Cool.
I without giving too much away,
mm-hmm.
Usually Little Shop is, there's a small plant that he sings to during Grow For Me that is oftentimes a hand puppet that grows at the end a little bit. He, like, stretches a bit.
Right.
And then there's another plant puppet where Seymour's in a jacket, and he's manning that puppet. And then you get the big plant, and then there's one more big plant. And in our show, we have a couple of different plants, a few more than that. And at its fullest, at its bloom, Audrey 2 is manned by a team of five puppeteers.
Wow.
In a really exciting way.
Very cool.
And they're all incredible. I've really fallen in love with working with them because somehow the five of them kind of merge, and it feels like I'm doing something with one person.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of that was the goal. and so I feel like we're succeeded in that sense. But
it sounds like it's a small version of King Kong on Broadway.
yeah, something like that.
That is incredible, and I cannot wait to see this production. Like, I love that you are taking so many liberties and doing something, a fresh interpretation to a classic, but I just love all the rules that you guys are breaking as far as, like, having a female Audrey, or Audrey 2, and having the incredible MJ Rodriguez playing the actual Audrey. Like, how is it working with such an incredible talent?
She's amazing. We, you know, I hear horror stories about, like, romantic leads hating each other. and that's just not the case here in Pasadena with MJ. I I fell in love with her so quickly, and we are crafting together a little shop that that feels like it's rooted in reality. You know, like I feel like there's a trap. I wouldn't necessarily even call it a trap. It's a proven recipe for this show. To have it performed the way that it was originally performed, this kind of spoofy,
like
heightened
reality. Like a B-movie.
Exactly. And we, together with the rest of our amazing cast and under the guidance of Mike Donahue, who it has quickly become one of my favorite directors I've worked with, we've found a way to kind of investigate what would happen to these people who are living in, you know, poverty-stricken Skid Row, right, where, like their ceiling for dreaming is so low that the idea of even leaving Skid Row is this novel and new idea that's, like, you know, it's undreamable. What happens when these people are faced with this plant that comes in and turns their world upside down, and specifically how that helps Audrey and Seymour's relationship blossom into from coworkers to like lovers, and so you know, it's been a dream working with her, and we've gotten the chance to kind of you know, dig deeper into the text and find more nuance and find more detail to work around and to work with.
It almost sounds like this is the story that wanted to come out, but hasn't until now. I love how you describe that, George, and it's so fascinating to hear you talking about this creative process, how you guys are doing this together, and I'm so excited to see the show. I know Will is, like, jumping up and down because he wants to know if you can tell us who plays the dentist.
Matt Wilkes is our dentist.
Oh, great.
And he's hilarious and creepy.
Yep.
Creepy when he needs to be. It's you know, that this musical, if you strip the puppet and you strip the kind of cult classic nature of it away, this is a show that's really about capitalism and greed, right? If we want to, like, just look at the bare bones of it.
Absolutely.
And this Faustian kind of premise. So what's been particularly challenging but also rewarding has been we've been kind of approaching this show as if this is the first production of Little Shop ever to be produced, and so what's been challenging about that is taking everything I know about Little Shop, Rick Moranis's line deliveries and Hunter Foster's line deliveries and Lee Wolcott's line deliveries. Taking all of that and the characters that they created and throw them out the window and start from scratch, you know? And so it's been both challenging but also quite liberating to approach a musical that's so, you know, beloved by so many, myself included, you know?
Absolutely. I'm so excited for the audiences in Pasadena, because I feel like they're the right audience that can really appreciate and accept this and take something and flip it on its ear and give us a new interpretation. The last time I was in Pasadena was to see Ragtime, and they took a fresh new approach, and what they did with it was so visually beautiful and understated and just perfect. But it just, to see all of the patrons just really appreciate good theater, and I feel like giving them something new and fresh, it's just perfect. I'm so excited.
Yeah, I'm excited too, and I'm happy to hear that you are as well. It's gonna be great. You know, MJ, Amber, and I got to spend a couple of hours on stage on Sunday night with the puppeteers. You know, kind of working with a lot of the puppet work is partnered with some really clever lighting, so that the puppet pieces are visible and the puppeteers themselves are less visible. And so what we're putting together is, it really feels like a very, very new production of Little Shop. And so my hope is that people come in with open hearts.
Well, I mean,
because I know that
George,
purists do exist, and I can be one of them at times.
But George, I mean, I think everyone is going to, you coming off of Be More Chill, I think that there is going to be a house full of people that are just so excited to see you and MJ and Amber. I mean, you've already are going to have a house full of fans, so we're all on your side. So I just can't wait for this experience. It's going to be incredible.
You don't have to wait much longer, Will. Yeah. September 17th through October 20th, PasadenaPlayhouse.org for tickets and more information. And then after this, George, like, do you have a Halloween costume? What happens after you finish the run of this show?
After the run of this show, I take the vacation that I was planning on taking. You know, it's been a whirlwind, truly. But, we closed, and then a week later, I came out here and we started rehearsals. And I couldn't have asked for a better, chapter two post Be More Chill than to work on this with this amazing company.
It's incredible. What a dream. I'm so happy for you. You so deserve all of the success and more. And we're just so excited to be a part of this. And we can't wait to cheer you on at the Pasadena Playhouse.
Yes. Thank you for joining us. All right. Back to rehearsal.
Take care, George.
Thanks, George. Bye.
Wow. That was awesome.
I know. It's so cool. I mean, you were saying he's an it boy right now, and that's kind of an inside look. It's like you go from one project to the next.
Yeah.
You take some rest when you can, but you could just hear his love for the whole creative process just coming out in his voice. That was so cool.
Yeah. No, I am thrilled about this, and I think we're going to see our friend from our very first episode of West of Broadway, Charles Chatelain. He'll be there because he's always at the Pasadena Playhouse like for the big opening nights and stuff. But, I mean, I just can't wait to see. And Becky Lithgow will be there. And it's just going to be incredible. Yeah. I can't wait.
It's a wonderful place to see a show. And Will, you touched on that as we were talking to George. Like, just the choices they're making and sort of the chances they're taking with this, I think is really exciting. And I think is another reason why LA is getting some respect for musical theater.
Yeah.
Thank you, Pasadena Playhouse, putting us on the map. Well, thank you so much for joining us on another episode of West of Broadway. You can connect with me on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Lara Scott Media.
Feel free to like all of the photos I post on Instagram at Will Armstrong PR.
And I do, especially the doggy ones or anytime you're at a theme park. And if you're looking for us, you can find us
just west of Broadway.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org, because only together we rise.